First question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I still don't think I really understand what wealth is. Maybe you've talked about this already in the conversation, and I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but I'm really wondering if you could define wealth for me. So it's an interesting question you're asking. It's an excellent way to start things off. So the answer is no, we can't. We can't define wealth for you, but you can define wealth for yourself. So what we do when we talk about wealth is we talk about forms of wealth primarily. Wealth itself is a feeling. It's a vibration. It's the marriage, as we've talked about before, of abundance with freedom. It does not bring freedom. It does not bring abundance. It's what abundance and freedom feel like as they come together. Wealth. We can talk about allegories like dollars, pounds, and euro. As currency, notes, coins, and bits and bytes of data stored on computers across your banking system or multiple banking systems, and not just the three currencies, but or that handful of currencies, because dollars refers to several currencies, but across all the different currencies available in the world. And you're capable of having anything you want. You're capable of being as wealthy as you wish, and that is something that's specific, unique, and entirely yours. Has nothing to do with anyone else. And the best we can do is get close to allegory. We cannot actually talk to you about your wealth because it's a moving target for one thing. It's not a defined thing. It's already established. It's already done. And if you've listened to the process in particular before asking the question, you'll know exactly what we mean. It's already done. You're having it. Our recommendation would be for you to sit down with a piece of paper or a computer and type out or write out the question, what does wealth mean to me? First, you'll start off as observational, perhaps writing down a list of things or whatever comes to mind, and then you might turn and become more prescriptive or directing. This is what wealth means to me, and decide. And become aware of the fact that you're manifesting your reality. You're channeling. You could use this as an opportunity to channel words if you want to. More big C channeling than little c, but still the same thing. And let some ghost within you, some version of you who is quite wealthy, tell you what they think. But it's going to be up to you, your number one version. You're the only one who's doing this. No one else is. Others are doing it very similar to you and in ways that are highly relatable with very low contrast between you and them. But that's what we'd recommend. We cannot answer the question because we don't know. We can get close. We can talk about it allegorically. But we cannot tell you what it means to you, what it is for you. So that's the answer to the question. We don't think it's probably very satisfying, but we do thank you for bringing it to the table in this way, for it's an excellent way to start things off by saying that, yes, we're talking about wealth, but we can't really define what it is. We sit in the middle of it, but it's very specific to us, what it means to us, and it's not going to be anything like what it means to you because we certainly don't hold anything or see anything or hear anything. So we can't hear the rustle of currency notes or the ways in which coins jingle in a jar. We can't see anything. We can't smell dollar bills, US dollar bills, like some can. We can't interact with the forms of wealth, but we are sitting suffused in wealth. There's no question about that. But of course, that doesn't mean anything compared to what you're talking about, because you're talking about specific forms of wealth. You're not just talking about the energy of wealth, you and your question. So again, it's a great beginning, but we do recommend, and maybe others will find this to be useful as well, to write down observationally first, what does wealth mean to you? And then become more directional and more asserting and more, this is what wealth means to me, defining. So with that, we leave you. We thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, very delightful, and quite wonderful. Quite wonderful indeed.